This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
I told you. fish and fried chicken.
Hot damn catfish.
And then I had an Asian plate. It was like, it was perfect. And then I had a cookie.
Oh, I like your red skeleton.
Yeah, red and green, Christmas. You know, Christmas extravaganza.
I don't see no Christmas.
I see no what?
They're very greenish on here. Hot damn fried catfish. That's what they said in Crystal. I moved from Billy Bob. That's life. Remember when we went through our Frank Sinatra phase?
Yeah, we had a phase.
I think everybody should.
You know Kanye best album, Dark Twisted Fantasy or whatever?
Yeah, the red one.
This bitch is like $80 on vinyl. That's the only one I want.
Get dicks out?
Dicks out.
You can have them, man.
Dicks out for her.
Quit wearing these damn tight-ass pants.
I can fix it.
They did the mash. Hot damn fried catfish.
Interrogated, dude.
Where were you?
Damn, it's bright.
Like, shit.
Where were you the last 4 or 5 days?
I was. Just, I ain't even been home yet.
It's like, no.
I
ain't even been home.
Better?
A little bit. Now I see black spots.
We good now?
My bad.
I see atoms when I squint my eyes.
Ooh,
I can see atoms.
I can see the molecules.
I see the chemical makeup of all life.
I actually got some fucking nutrients. Look at how dirty my fucking glasses are, dude. Jesus.
I don't know how you... I see why you squint all the time.
You're trying to see through that damn grit.
It's I sprayed the day before I came to reform.
Yeah, you sprayed, all right.
Shit gets all over my glasses.
Ooh, fuck that.
All over my head. I'll be like tan when I get done because the shit just sprays back.
And I'm guessing like contacts would not be ideal.
I don't want to put my grubby ass dick beaters against my eyeballs.
Ooh,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I know where they go.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I don't see this being a... something that I want to get involved in. Because, you know, I smoke bowls, and I push down, and then I have a black finger. Like, it's kind of dark right now. And I'm like, let me put this motherfucker in my eyeball right quick. Nah, that ain't the one.
You can wash it.
Ah, no. No, that takes away my immune system.
You don't wash your hands. Don't do it.
Where's y'all's Christmas attire?
I got on green.
No.
I got mine on.
I got on green.
I'm just kind of normal.
He's like, it's
Christmas in the South. I got motherfucking shorts on.
It's Christmas.
I almost have a Santa's hat.
Yep. I tried to pull one out.
I almost have one somewhere. I don't know what I did with it, though.
I got a cool one. It's black. We've got the red. I mean, it's red with the black fringe.
Oh, that's fucking ball, legit, dude. Yeah.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. Alan. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Johnny.
That's not Alan.
What's up?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
What's up, John?
Who be?
Living, man, I guess.
What's up, Will?
Going on, guys? Merkram.
Yeah. Really cab.
When the ring bells, I'm coming in there, and I'm coming on his ass. You knew who I are. I are him.
That's what he said.
Jake Paul.
That's what he said.
He said he was coming on his ass.
He said he was coming on his ass.
I thought we watched
box. And he said, when the ring bells.
When the ring bells.
When the ring bells.
Chiseled that on a stone.
Yeah. That's what it,
when the ring bells, I'm coming in there, and I'm coming on his ass.
Coming on his ass.
You know who I are.
I mean.
I are him.
At least he didn't say coming in his ass. That'd have been some explaining to do.
It would have been so much better if he would have said, coming in his ass. I'm coming in his ass. Whoa.
We have an update. Anthony Joshua just DQ'd himself. Forfeited.
He's like, never
he's
mind.
Like, he's not coming in my ass.
That's not the kind of thing we had lined
he's
up.
He's like,
here.
That was not in the contract at all.
I'm going to need another $192 million.
Like, we're going to have to figure something else out.
Now, I think he only got 94. I think Jake Paul got 192 for the fight.
Now, honestly, if it would have been that way, I'm pretty sure OnlyFans probably would have bought them out instead of a Netflix. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they got paid, dude. That's the way all them fucking Jake Paul fights are. It's all boxing money production.
Grab. Oh, I know.
That's his boxing production.
Yeah.
The dudes are entrepreneurs.
Yeah, hey, I'm for them.
They're doing it.
Go buy you some Lunchly and wash it down with a Prime.
With a Prime, yeah.
You get to smelling a little bit, get some of that winning formula. Yeah. Maybe get some...
Yeah, go for it.
They are into a little bit of everything.
They do it right. Hey, make money where you can make money. That's what you do.
I seen a tour of his house. It must be nice to have one of those glass walls that you can just slide open like a regular sliding door, but it's a whole damn wall where I said, hey, man, I want a little bit. It's a nice day out. I'd like to be outside in my living room.
Open this bitch up. Yeah, I got disintegrating glass.
Yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah.
Eesh.
Well,
there you go.
There you go. Way to go, guys. Even though you lost. Sorry. It's all good.
No, everybody knew he was going to lose. Nah, he said he won thing. Even when he loses.
He won in the long run.
And then he probably put a bet against himself in Vegas. So yeah, fucking can't triple do that.
He's like, I still won.
You don't think he had people do that? Come on.
Yeah, he got to have, like, I wouldn't risk that shit if I'm rich as him. Yeah. Like, that's too big of a risk. You get prison for that shit.
Inside trading. You'd be like, Martha Stewart, yeah.
You can bet on yourself. You just can't bet against yourself.
Well, that's bullshit.
Pete Rose, you said something about Pete Rose one time.
Yeah, it was a while back, right after he died.
Pete Rose never betted. He always betted on his team.
Yeah.
True.
Just confidence.
True.
Come on, guys. I
would bet against him. I would always bet against.
It'd make me a better
Pete
coach.
Rose, too much of a winner.
Yeah.
He'd be like, damn it, I lost my money again.
I want to win in as many ways as I possibly can.
But think about when you hit.
Once.
Think about when you hit, though.
He hit a lot.
Yeah. It's one of the greatest.
Yeah. I got a Pete Rose autograph.
WWE Ooh. Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Took that tombstone for Kane multiple times at WrestleMania.
All right.
That's how I remember. Never saw him play baseball.
Old Pete Rose.
I mean, besides like old footage.
I've seen a couple of baseball cards.
But I mean, just back to the Paul brothers just for a second. I'll tell you, like, Logan, all his clips, and if wrestling is on, I want to watch it because I know he's going to be on because he's very entertaining. They're both good.
Entertainers. I will give them that.
Hey, they've been doing it since they were fucking teenagers.
I mean, if they couldn't do it, they need to reevaluate their
I mean, they got it figured out. I mean, they know what's going on. So I give them that much. I think they're both arrogant as fuck, but that's just me.
I think that just comes with the territory.
That's probably just part of the damn, you know, the makeup of it, you know? I get it.
So. I mean, think about if you just, you know, you woke up tomorrow morning and just had, like, just an ungodly amount of millions of dollars and could just do whatever you wanted to do. I'd be a kind of an arrogant asshole, too.
I guess so. You're probably right.
And you got 81 million followers.
Yeah, 81 million followers.
It's going to make you a little... I don't know how many followers he's got.
Yeah,
it's
billion.
It's probably around there.
That's going
to... It's probably something
inflate
close to
your
that.
Head a little bit.
I would hire somebody to clean John's glasses.
He would just walk around, take them off every now and then, clean them, put them back on.
Gotcha.
You good. You can see now. Welcome to the world.
I buy John some Meta glasses.
The sad thing about it is, these are actually new. Like,
I know, I haven't seen them though. I noticed today, I was like, oh, those are Costas. They're not opens.
No, I've had Costas before, but they were darker than this. I broke them.
Darker than black?
No, these are gray. These are actually gray.
Those are black. I'm sorry. Somebody lied to you.
The black ones are darker.
I think it was you.
Yeah. They look, lied to you. They look not green. Okay, I see it now. Maybe.
You have to look at them in the light.
They're kind of see-through. Yeah. I'll see it.
Yeah, but under that hat they are.
Yeah, they're black.
I sent a picture of my broken glasses to my glasses guy. And I'm like, you think we can fix that? And he's like, no.
We fix it with a new pair.
He's like, you're going to have to get a new pair of glasses. So he's like, but we need to get you some new lenses, too. They're super scratched up. I'm like, nah, man, they're just dirty as fuck. That's it. He's like, yeah, we'll clean those up for you, too. I'm like, cool. They fucking cleaned them up, made them all nice and new looking and shit. Week later.
Yeah, yeah.
nutrients all over them.
What, get you a damn clay bar on that bitch.
Sometimes my glasses be so dirty before I wash them, I have to wet them.
Just to get it moving.
Just
around.
To get it moving. Yeah,
you move that shit around.
You gotta hit it with a lick.
Yeah. No, I can't lick my glasses.
Hey, I mean, I wear contacts, and sometimes I'll be out in the wild, and I'll get some. I'm like, I'll pull that bitch out, put it back in, put it in my mouth. I'll do it. I have done it. Some of y'all may have witnessed it. I don't know, but
I would love to see that.
I mean, it gets bad. I'm like, damn, I can't. I'm like, I got something under my contact that I need to get out. I just pop it out and throw it in my mouth. Hey. Yeah, it sounds nasty, but hey, it's relieving.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It works. So give it a try, guys.
It's some of that deep south shit.
Yeah.
Man. Deep
you know,
south.
Hell.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, I don't get to spit it right with the other one. Pop that thing out and give it a little.
y'all call it nasty. I call it innovative, but okay.
Yeah, maybe you kind of have a.
I ain't trying to carry. Hey, I don't like carrying around anything else more than I need to carry around. I got keys, wallet. I got spectacles, wallet, and watch.
I think that's typically what people do, Joe.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't have nothing else extra.
I got so, dude. I
ain't
gonna
carry around no man purse or nothing. Come on,
carry a book bag.
Yeah,
put that fanny pack.
I mean, I don't have enough shit to put in a book bag, so there ain't no sense.
It sounds like you want to be. You're gonna need one of those fanny packs.
I want a cross bag.
If we all get cross bodies, I'll do it. But I ain't just doing.
Carhartt has a cross bag that actually looks pretty cool.
Adidas has got some cool ones. I've seen them.
A European shoulder bag.
I'm not trying to do all that. It's not my thing.
Maybe Senna will be good, and we all get cross bags.
Yeah, crossbody, man. Oh shit!
I almost drowned. My Capri Sun.
Capri Sun drowning over here.
I almost fucking drowned on my Capri Sun.
You ever had a
Ford? He put the straw up his nose. He thought he was doing something else.
You ever had a fortune cookie fortune tell you something that happened 3 minutes before?
That we did, yeah. You had an experience.
I wonder if that was the experience.
Was that experience you were going to have? Near death.
I breathed in when I was taking a sip. I damn near died right there, fellas. I was like...
How long have you been drinking liquids, John? You're not supposed to inhale.
I just started yesterday.
You're not supposed to inhale on that.
Damn, that was rough. I'm glad that wasn't carbonated.
Been a bitch.
I probably would have had it got up.
I spent half my time at Chalice. Y'all had me tricked into thinking I had done 8 frog legs.
Oh, yeah. We ate at Chalice tonight.
Chalice. We didn't go to Metro.
Oh, Tuscaloosa. Chalice is a close run in with Metros. He done fucked it up over here. It's all good.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, but yeah, Chalice, he got some frog legs. They were delicious.
He said, I didn't know they had frog legs. I said, oh, no, they don't. It's got a bone in it.
He's like, frogs got bones? I'm like, yeah.
And then I look down at the bone, and I'm like, oh, yeah, them's totally frog legs.
Yeah, those are skinny as hell. I was like, that's a damn frog leg.
If it was frog, it was good.
Yeah, frog legs are delicious.
You never had them?
I love frog legs.
If that's I don't know if it's frog. I'm not convinced.
I ain't had good quality frog legs.
Oh, if these were frog legs, these were...
Top
these
notch.
were the Tyson brand.
Tyson frog legs, yeah.
Yeah, when I looked up, because they had me... Next time I went up... to get my plate, I looked at the description of the item above, and it said country style chicken. I said, that ain't no damn frog leg. That's a chicken leg. Country style.
You sure thought it was a damn frog leg, though, for a minute.
You know, when I scooped those legs up, it was like, legs.
Yeah, he kind of looked at it and was like, no.
Could be.
No, it's possible.
Could be. And it didn't really have a chicken color. It was kind of red meat.
Hey.
Some chicken's good raw.
Hey.
They say the best comes raw.
It was delicious though.
Or the last.
Damn, chows be hitting though. They don't fuck up.
And they don't miss on that, nothing
except,
much.
Except for fried shrimp.
That's and the cheese sticks.
Fried shrimp and cheese sticks. That's the only thing to stay away from.
And the egg rolls weren't that great this go around. But everything else, man, that's strawberry shortcake. I wish I'd have finished that shit, but the fucking lady, as soon as you put your fork down for like less than 2 seconds, she's like, are you done?
She's like, thank you.
I'm like, whoa.
Like, what the fuck?
I wasn't even done with my pie yet. Man, I still have some marshmallows left from the sweet potato casserole.
I was looking at the rules as we was walking out. And it
says, they had rules?
After three plates, they start doing that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Start taking it from you?
Yeah.
I don't like rules, man. Count me out.
That's fucked up. I mean, that's like the guy, like the video I was telling y'all about.
I'm just kidding, man. That wasn't there.
It's worth it.
Oh, though. Shit. I mean, you
know, if that was a rule, it'd still be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean,
I'm just going to go get another
one. I'll just go get another one.
It's like, we have scale that you must weigh before you come in and after.
Oh. Well.
I had probably 6, 7, 8, 10 pieces of that little steak morsel they had.
You did have a damn pile of steak above it.
That was the best damn bat wings I ever had.
Best bat wings.
That's what that was.
That's what they look like.
They're it's the most steak taste that you can get in a slither of meat.
It's amazing what you can do with liquid smoke.
Yep.
I think it's real. I think that was real smoke, guys.
That's an Asmongo $2 steak.
Hey, it probably was, but
it probably was, but they beat the shit out of it and tenderized it.
Yeah, that motherfucker was tender.
You could cut it with your fork.
Yeah, then he had to have a knife.
It was a sight to behold.
Steak flavored beef jerky.
Yeah, it had real potatoes and the mashed potatoes. Yeah, I mean,
you know, it may be jerky meat.
Hey, it could be, but
could have been.
Could be jerky.
They did
meat.
It. They did
you
it.
You ain't wrong.
They did it up.
They just flattened out a $2 steak.
Probably did. Probably
but goddamn, it's good. I mean, it can be, if a $2 steak, if I could figure out how to cook it like they do, I'd be eating $2 steaks.
Asmongold, Gold, YouTube.
You gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
He'll teach you how to make a $2 steak. He lives off fat and Taco Bell and Lifesaver gummies and Cokes and stays skinny.
I don't think he's gonna live too long off of that.
Nah, he's not gonna make it very long. He
looks fine.
He looks fine. He's like, y'all overeat. I eat my 4 meals of junk. That's it. I eat my supper at 2 in the morning. I usually sleep till 1 in the evening. I get up and I have some delicious Taco Bell or McDonald's. And I come home and I get my streaming and I eat some Lifesaver gummies, some jerky, my favorite food. Then I usually have my $2 steaks again at 2 in the morning.
Hell yeah. I'm with this guy. I like his meal plan.
It's like, all right. He'll also teach you how to cook a Tostitos pizza to perfection.
I know how to do that already.
I mean, you didn't figure that out yet. I mean,
I'll have to check that out.
Those are the only videos I like of him.
I'm pretty sure I got it whooped.
Yeah. I've been cooking Tostitos pizzas
Hey, I'm down with anybody to doctor up a pizza. Who doctors up a damn a frozen pizza?
I'm straight up.
You just popped it in, man.
I got my pizza.
I put some of that Tapatio over there.
I like to add some shit.
Oh,
to
now
it.
I hit it with some Tony's. Tony's Shishiris.
Okay.
Esmond just put a little oregano.
Oregano. Yeah. I'm talking about I add extra cheese, pepperonis.
I don't
add olives and onions.
I think you did put it on real pepperonis because these like these little squares. These ain't cutting it.
I like the little squares.
Yeah, he put it in a Hormel. Pepperoni. Yeah. He's like, this ain't pepperoni. What the fuck is this?
It's pepperoni, just cut different. Yes. That's all it is.
Well, I feel him on that.
Yeah, I don't like the cube pepperoni myself.
I like it. Yeah, actually, it has a more concentrated flavor in it.
It does have a lot better flavor.
Really do.
My idea of pepperoni is Detroit style, where they curl up. A buttload of them.
That's the one. The Detroit style.
What's those little seed things around the sausage? You know what I'm talking about? Like on those Satinos? It's like a little...
Like a little
I know the seed
like
you're talking about.
Like
some
out of a hayfield.
Oriander.
I'm pretty sure.
What am I trying to say?
Pretty sure it's Salvador just shit.
Shit. I was going to say oleander.
Oh, that's a... Dude, I listened to some oleander this week. Thank you for that.
Yeah, yeah, man.
I walk alone.
Man, that's a good song.
Is that Batista? That Batista's theme song?
No.
That's what he said. I walk alone.
I can't take this anymore. and I'm almost pretty sure.
There's a reason.
It's just like Stained.
Well, and the reason. No, that's probably Hoobastank.
The Hoobastank. Now, that's probably around the same time, though.
Yeah, it was the same era. Yeah, same bullshit. Yeah.
Oleander. Now, what a good song to have.
I walk alone.
I can't love you anymore.
I want to say I've seen Oleander. Because I had an Oleander t-shirt. I don't know what the fuck happened.
You would have had to have seen them to have a
Oleander t-shirt.
I've never seen an Oleander t-shirt in the stores or anything like that. You would have had to either special order it or get it at a concert.
They had them at Spencer's tonight.
Yep. There they were. Missed it.
Could have got one.
It said Oleander. I walk alone.
And then on the back, it just kept going and gotten smaller and smaller. Yeah. I walk alone.
You had to be there.
Yep. And then it turned into Godsmack. I walk alone.
Yeah, which is
he stands alone, then he walks alone.
Inside.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, you see him?
Yeah, why is he's all bloody?
He's a little bit different. There's two different ones.
He's a Timu version.
I'll take the Timu.
That's the Spencer's version. He is bloody though. He's not as bloody as that one. He's bloody on the other side. It's splattered.
Motherfucker.
This is mouth come undone. I don't see much nut cracking action.
Yeah, it's in the back. No, it's the axe comes down. You got a little my Chucky doing the fucky up there.
The fucky?
You know, like Elf on the Shelf. That's Chucky on a fucky.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the rhyme.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Chucky on a funky.
Yeah. You got Snoop on a stoop and.
I want to get some predictions from Brother Cobb for what he thinks about the rest of the college football playoffs.
Oh, I hope we have good games because those games sucked.
Yeah, the first round fucking sucked. All those games were trash.
Yeah.
Alabama was pretty good.
Alabama was all right.
That one, it was intense.
Yeah, it was. Intense.
It was like, damn, well, Oklahoma up 17-0. That's it.
And then in the blink of an eye.
That's 17-17.
It's like, damn, 17-17.
With less than a quarter.
Yeah.
Less than a quarter's amount of time.
They were like, hey, here we are.
I think
we forgot this was happening until now.
Sorry guys, we just got our first team off the bus. Sorry.
Yeah, we just got here.
For
I just woke up.
James Madison University of Tulane. What Boise State built, y'all just tore down. They probably will never let your little rinky-dink schools back in.
No. They're out.
I'm just saying, next year and the following years after that, we did this experiment. No need Tulane's and James Madison's in there when they could put Notre Dame and Vanderbilt or Texas.
I still remember what Georgia did to a TCU.
TCU's a legit, like, they're a major conference
Big
team.
Big 12.
But yeah, Big 12.
But
it would be like
the equivalent
fucking
of
James Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never heard of them for this year.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, they were always good in softball.
Yeah. So
it's one guy, though. It's not even fair.
When your school's claim to fame is softball, you don't deserve to be in a football playoff.
That's all I ever heard of me in softball until. That's where Cignetti came from.
Cignetti.
Really? Mom's Spaghetti.
Oh.
The guy that ESPN has been sucking off all season.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa.
What matchups do we have now? True. Georgia, Ole Miss. I probably
Georgia.
Alabama.
Fuck Alabama.
Alabama, Indiana. I already said, like, people at work, like, they're going to get past Oklahoma probably and get put out by Indiana. Oh, hell no, man. I'm like, Indiana's like an all-around good team. And I may be wrong, but if I'm, like, placing my money, I'm putting it on Indiana. And who is it? Ohio State, Miami.
I didn't think they were going to get by Ohio State.
They did.
Indiana?
They won.
No, I was talking about Alabama. Oklahoma.
I did.
Hard to beat the same team twice.
I was hoping they weren't.
That's why I'm picking Ohio State to win the whole thing.
I like Georgia.
I think Georgia's got it.
Ohio State, Miami. I'm picking Ohio State. That's an old school matchup. Then it's
Texas Tech
and Oregon.
That might be.
I like Oregon.
That there may be the best matchup. I'd probably pick Texas Tech.
My out of SEC team is definitely Oregon.
I mean, everybody kind of likes them because they're uniforms.
Swags, man.
Yeah.
Swagged out.
I mean, like, they're just campus is cool looking. Everything they got going on is cool. They got a duck mascot that rides a Harley.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I kind of like Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's got the best uniforms to me.
Notre Dame.
For real.
I'm a Notre Dame hater.
Those damn helmets are fucking fire.
Those home uniforms with the blue socks pulled up to the pants, man, yeah. That's where it's at to me.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say about him.
What about that Michigan coach?
You like Rudy?
Hey, news goes by. Major mind-blowing news. We're on a information highway, and we don't even like. Imagine this news we received these days if it was like we got it in the 90s.
If we got it back in the day? Yeah.
It's like Michigan's coach. From what is that? 2 weeks ago? Last week? I don't know.
Oh.
But it's just like.
Oh, the Tiger Woods of college football.
Yeah. That was like. Anybody I work with that's like, man, I'm just having a rough day. It's like, at least you're not Michigan's coach. That dude had the worst 24 hours ever.
He pulled He pulled a full blown Michael Scott from the office, dude. Like, right when the news came out, he drove directly to his wife or to that chick.
Well,
like,
I think he was at his wife's.
And he was like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill you first.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself. But you're going to go first.
Over. I'm going to watch you die. Yeah.
Wow. That dude went from.
He went from being okay to, oh, well.
$5 million a year, $13 million buyout to, I may go to prison for 6 years within a day.
Yeah, he had a rough time. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Oh, man. That was.
And that was just like. I don't know what got rid of that news, but it's just gone.
It's gone.
No, that news got rid of the Lane Kiffin news.
Yeah.
Everybody's mad at Lane Kiffin.
Now nobody gives a shit.
It's just like,
Lane who?
Totally forgot
Lane
about who? That. And then.
Ole Miss, what?
And now, you don't even hear shit about that.
Now, the only way you hear about that is that Daniel Tosh brought back the Lane Kiffin character with the kids.
The call-in.
That's great.
Yeah, Kiffin Cajun cast or whatever he called it.
His new podcast, yeah.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I went subscribe to download that 10-minute episode.
I thought it was just a sketch. It's legit.
It's like 8 minutes.
Yeah. That's perfect. That's all you need.
That's all you need, yeah. Really. Yeah.
Daniel, like, I remember when he was still, like, hating on Saban for, he loved, you know, Tosh loves Miami Dolphins. And he was upset about that, and so he became, like, an hater. And then when Lane Kiffin jumped on, with Saban at Alabama, boy, here come the Lane Kiffin
just
joke.
A marriage.
He's like, man, I kind of looked at that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And Lane is kind of funny. So, like, it's never too far from.
How's these Baton Rouge girls look when I'm in my hot yoga class?
Oh. Like a, they ain't never seen a thick nine. But.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know about that? Me and Webb been following.
Yeah.
That new caster that reads the comments.
She's like, she's kind of bigger, but she's kind of hot.
Let me see her.
Is she like, there's, she like.
What did they say?
She reads all the comments, like, live and shit. Like, the people are talking about it, and they're like, damn, all that cake, and she ate it too.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit, you know? But, yeah, it's funny. I think it's great that she does it. She's just like, she just reads them off. And she embraces like, the fuck out of it.
I'm thick and tired of you being on my mind.
It's funny.
Damn, girl, those ankles are working.
Yeah.
You're the only fat nine I ever saw.
Well, I mean, she's pretty bad, but she's thick.
Like, when you say thick, we talking.
Look, hey, just show it. Show them.
Just show me, just show me. Just show me.
There she go.
You holding it up?
I'm not
home. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Put a Barbie head on top of the refrigerator. Yeah, like Toy Story. It could be the next Toy Story character.
Somebody said she looked like the third white chick.
White chick, yeah. That was the funniest one.
They put the two white chicks right there on the screen beside her, and it was just like.
She looked back, she went, oh, fuck. Yeah, I am.
That's pretty good. What new station is that?
I don't know, dude.
WBRC out of Cincinnati. Yeah.
If you got Twitter or TikTok, you've probably seen it.
Morning Anchor at SGFMO.
Wherever that might be.
Fuck is that?
Kansas City native. Apparently, she's a Kansas City native. City. Yeah. She lives in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, maybe she's in Missouri. We don't know.
That's kind of Kansas City.
Yeah.
Carissa Codell.
But it's pretty funny. Pretty entertaining to watch.
This is her. This is what makes her her.
Yeah.
She's like riding this gravy train with biscuit wheels.
Yep. Yeah.
Another talented creator. Everybody's so creative.
What was her name again?
Carissa with a C.
He's going to try to find her OF.
Yeah, I can see that.
Codell. Like Codel.
Put that in his paint bait for dinner.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm going to.
Cordell.
I'm going to hook this up.
Codell.
Codell.
Like Co.
Yeah. I appreciate what you're showing me right now.
DEL.
I'm going to hook that fat nine up.
I'm going to follow her on Instagram.
There you go. You got to follow.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah. Figured that one out.
All right. This is like a segment, I guess, for this morning show.
Yeah. Dime of the week right there and shit. She's a 50 cent piece.
Whole half a dollar.
She a half a dollar.
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah, that's good shit.
All righty.
Cheers.
So you're saying Ohio State to win it all?
Yeah.
I say Georgia.
That's a good one too, man.
I like Georgia. I think they're the hottest team. Although, who knows? Alabama might have found something. But if they have a...
I'm so mad that they're in the fucking playoffs, dude. Even though their record is better, like their point record.
It's like they kind of deserve it.
Is better than a lot of teams. But they lost two times.
They didn't deserve it.
Lost three times.
Three times. Yeah, three times now.
Yeah.
They didn't. Florida State, Oklahoma, Georgia.
The biggest black eye is Florida State.
Yeah.
And Florida State is nowhere around the playoffs.
No, they dump.
They at the toilet bowl.
They straight cheese.
Hey, hockey fans, can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
They about like Auburn.
Did Auburn get a bowl at all?
No, Auburn turned the bowl down. Look, bowls are getting desperate these days. It's like, oh, y'all won five games. You want to go play in bowl? No, we did Auburn. Mississippi State took it,
yeah,
I think.
Playing Wake Forest.
And Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
I don't want...
Man, I'd make a bowl of my head, man. This shit.
The two Auburn fans I told that turned... They said they turned it down. So I'm like, man, I want to play them. Like, with what offense? This dude's been here a week. What's he going to do? Use Hugh Freeze's offense? A new coach going to use the old coach's offense with everybody hopping in that portal? They ain't hopped in there yet. It don't start till January. Well, they checked out.
Yeah, would you blame them either?
No, they done. They're out.
They might as well, like, these bowls are straight. Have you looked at the bowls? Like, outside the playoff, they straight dumpsters.
I bet they are.
They'd be like, Kennesaw State versus Missouri State. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I don't want to watch it. The only one I saw was like Michigan and Texas.
That would be a good one.
That would be a good game.
It is. That's a game. That's one of the few outside the playoff.
Well, thank God those two didn't opt out.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, that was some pussy shit.
Oh, they like a little spoiled kid.
All the other ones were like skibbity toilet bowl.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, I wouldn't be surprised that dude.
Yeah, I'm surprised they hadn't had that yet.
Damn toy Walmart and see all his merchandise.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, go have a skibbity toilet bowl. Let's do it.
No. Stand down. No. We already have a Pop-Tart bowl. This is the greatest of all time.
That's right.
Yeah. That Pop-Tart bowl was awesome. For the Pop-Tart mascots, remember?
I do remember the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah, man. It was like a spectacle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, the Pop-Tarts were...
They had like Pop-Tart triathlons.
Yeah, they were doing the thing. Dressed up like
Pop-Tart. You ever dressed up like something like that? Like in a mascot?
No, yeah, I tried out.
The closest thing I was Santa Claus 1 year.
Each one, I've been in like three different ones. I get geared up sometimes. And every kind of mascot suit I've ever been into, like they...
I smell like ass.
Well, not only that, but they also like the movement's different.
Yeah, you got to overdo your movements to make it portray to the character. Yeah, you got to like really, you got to work it.
Well, not only that, I mean, sometimes you ain't got no choice but to work it. It makes you work it.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I remember I wore the Fox uniform or Fox suit for the radio station.
Yeah, for 99.9. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a little small.
A little snug.
So I was a fat fox.
Hell yeah.
And that fucking thing was hot.
He was like, I got that fire.
That shit was so hot, dude. And they still have it. Alex was going to wear it at Market Street this past year. They didn't get it clean from the last time I wore it at Market Street.
Mother had stretch
marks.
And you were wearing it at Market Street the hottest time of the year?
Yes. Like, Big John sweat dreadlocks.
Ooh. Yeah, I was fucking fat as hell when I wore that suit, man. It's before I started my weight loss journey.
Shout out to Shelves.
Yeah. Sponsored.
Shit.
Yeah. All them little steak pieces.
Thanks for the 7 yeast rolls.
Them yeast rolls was fire. But now they wasn't as good as the one yams or whatever.
Yummies, whatever.
Them yeast rolls was on point.
They kept the recipe from the previous owner.
Yeah.
But
probably still had yeast rolls in the freezer from the previous owner. Because, you know, they used to give them to you free.
Yeah.
And they would keep bringing them to you as long as you asked for them.
Yeah. About Quincy's?
Hell yeah.
About Lambert's where they hit you in the face with them.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck
Lambert's. My dad. That ain't worth a shit.
My dad would do
this. I don't even like the beach.
Like, you would be
only been one time.
You would be my grandmother or you would be somebody that's never been to Lambert's. And my dad would go like this.
Hey, come on over here.
And then,
throw me one.
And
then,
and right when they throw it, he put his hand down and it just
shit.
I used to laugh my ass off.
Yeah. That's the only good thing about it.
The only time I went in there,
since somebody gets smoked.
Yeah, like, bam! Oh, wow. Fuck.
Yeah, I don't... They
don't even say sorry either.
No. Nah. I've only eaten there like three times, man. Every time I've ever eaten at a Lambert, I have been unimpressed.
Oh, yeah, it's not good food.
Black eyed peas out of a can.
It's not good.
The rolls aren't even good.
They're not. They're dense as fuck.
Because they got to throw them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm like,
you gotta be able to catch these motherfuckers.
It's all for the hey, we're gonna go eat at Lambert's where they throw the rolls.
Yeah, I've eaten there like twice, and I'm like, every time I'm like,
Fucking bring the goddamn roll to the table and sit it down like a normal. Like,
I'll have you know, every time I drive down there, I eat at Lambert's.
Well, you
kind of feel
I'm
like
gonna,
that.
I'm going to season the order
service. I get.
Yeah, I don't need that shit. Sit the fucking roll down like a normal.
Like people
service.
That's like, oh, you get to eat peanuts with Tom on the floor here.
No, I don't like, want
to
do
you
that.
You don't get to do that no more.
Can we not get
can't
civilized?
Do it no more. No, can't do it no more.
Yeah, you can't I'm do like, that anywhere
people
no more.
Have peanut allergies. Yeah. It's just like airplanes.
I come from a family of peanut allergies.
Yeah, now they give you pretzels. They don't even give you pizza, peanuts on airplanes anymore.
Fuck that.
Yeah, pretzels. Yeah, or if you're in first class, they give you these.
Fuck that.
I like the honey roast
shortbread cake. Cookies with chocolate.
I think my brother is so allergic
you
to them.
Get some of the Biscoff.
Like, yeah, you get some Biscoff.
Some Biscoff.
Some people are so allergic to them, like, you could be over here eating pretzels and you'd be the allergic person. And be like, next thing you know,
I'm dead.
Yeah. I don't feel so good.
You need some milk.
I'm lactose intolerant too.
Give him some milk.
Be like, well, you just need to jump out of the fucking plane then. How about that?
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Like, damn.
I said that to last night.
Put it in reverse.
I was trying to get a get stupid work stuff.
What's going on?
No, I was trying to get a pallet wasn't ejecting down the conveyor like it was supposed to, and the dude.
Getting caught up?
He put it forward when he was going too forward to where it was supposed to start stacking on a robot. And I was like, put it in reverse, Terry. Because he done went too far with
and
it. He's
like, huh?
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Who, Terry?
I ain't Terry.
He ain't talking to me.
Who the fuck is Terry?
Been doing anything that don't work at work, we always be like, ain't got no gas in it. Be a damn touchscreen something. Ain't got no gas in it.
Oh, man.
We said that this evening, too. I can't remember what the fuck was it. I can't even remember now. Anyway,
it's now perfect. I've been doing
it's perfect for most
the last this past week. I've been doing like just standing there looking at something at work, and somebody standing beside me. I just go, I can't swim, Clark.
I know.
That's my favorite part. One of my favorite parts of Christmas vacation. Yeah. Like,
if we was just standing there at like a safety meeting or something, you're like, I can't swim, Clark. I'd be like, I'm like, I can't either, man.
I know, Eddie.
It's fun.
That my favorite part. That and
that just fucking meltdown.
No,
my favorite part.
That's my favorite part all day.
No, the
chainsaw.
Bend over and I'll show you.
Yeah.
How dare you talk to me like that? I wasn't talking to you.
Talking to you. That's like one of the top Clark Griswold quotes right there.
And everybody likes the shitter's fool. Yeah. I don't even like his character.
His character's.
It's quirky.
I don't like it. I don't like him at all. Yeah. I don't like him in Vegas Vacation.
You know what I really liked him in? Independence Day.
Yeah, that's his best movie.
Yeah.
Best role.
Yeah, that was it. That was the
Anthony
one.
Quaid, I think.
His best role was fucking Kingpin. But
I can't swim, Clark, his best line because it's so like. It's like just a simple line.
Yeah, and that's always like bingo.
Over characterized. I can't swim, Clark.
Yeah. It's like, that makes sense.
He'll yak it up. There it is.
Here's your Christmas vacation overview here.
Well, that's kind of Christmassy episode.
I wish we could put the snowflakey effects around the box.
I watch Scrooge every year with Bill Murray.
What?
I watch Scrooge every year with Bill
Murray.
I got it. Didn't know it. Went through trying to find Home Alone the other night.
That's one of my top Christmas movies.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
You know I got two newer favorite Christmas movies. One of them's gonna be
Terrifier 3.
The Night Before.
The night before.
The night before.
Oh, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt Seth Green. Yeah. Okay, I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a good great one.
I like the scene, the opening scene. They're on the big piano doing the Kanye West song.
I liked that he proposed, and she's like, yes, and she's like,
smiling. No.
That's a fucking dick-headed move to propose in front of a whole stadium of people and be like, no. It's like, of course I said yes. What do I want to do, get booed out the place? I don't want to marry you.
Yeah.
One of the best parts of the movie.
Pretty wild.
Have you ever thought of that? That's like genius to me. Like, of course I said yes.
Well,
I want to be public enemy number one in front of 20,000 people.
Yeah. And by the way, Miley was on stage, my favorite artist.
Yeah. I mean, everything was perfect. I was going to say yes, but no.
The Joke Dealer is one of my favorite characters. Michael Shannon. Oh, really, yeah. How he says oregano or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think of the oregano?
It's a good movie.
My other favorite newer Christmas movie is The Red One.
Oh, for real? I liked it.
I watched it last year. I was like, I'm going to watch this every year. It's a good movie. I told my parents about it. They were like, my mom like texted me the night she was watching it. She was like, I'm watching The Red One. It's hilarious.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
I was like, it's pretty damn good.
I like Dear Santa for the new for a new Christmas movie.
Dear Santa?
Yeah. You know where he writes, the kid writes the letter to Satan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Send that.
Dear Satan.
Dear Satan. He's dyslexic. I can relate.
Speaking of which, I was going through inventory correcting some things. I found a couple things that Danny probably
some shit
did
that I fucking fucked up. Yeah.
Letters crossed up.
Yeah, buddy. It had words in there that wasn't even supposed to be.
Yeah.
So we have
supposed to be.
We had this.
I are him.
We had this strain at work.
That ring bells.
Ring bells.
Coming on his ass.
I'm assing in his cum. Wait.
That's a new level.
Ew.
We have.
I think they said that shot we saw earlier.
Yeah, it's true.
We had what?
That was in the back of Spencer's.
We had this strain, man. It's called a. Lemon cherry sherbet. And I understand how people, you know, mislabel and misname. We have lemon cherry sherbet in metric, national cannabis regulation stuff, as lemon cherry sherbet.
Sherbet.
That's how you look it up.
Sheberts.
Yeah. And then our Brett Favre.
Does it have Mississippi?
Our Brett Favre. Hold on a second.
Our Brett Favre is spelled Brett Favre.
Favre.
That's right.
Farva.
No, it's not. It's spelled Farva.
Oh, yeah. F-A-R-V-E.
Yeah,
something Favre. About Mary.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny if it was done on purpose because of that.
Yeah, that's what it should be. Potheads, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Farva.
Raise up.
Samsonite. It was on the briefcase.
Yeah. I was way off.
Way off.
Swanson, I've been wanting a cardigan.
Swami?
Can you believe it? We went to the moon.
I've been wanting this cardigan from Belt, but I couldn't find my size. A heavy cardigan, man. That's all I want. And I've just been like telling my dad, pull on! Pull on!
No, it's a cardigan.
It's
a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. He's like, what the fuck are you talking
about? Dumb and Dumber, man.
No clue.
Cardigan. What's a cardigan?
Cardigan. Like, you talk about the cardigans,
Hey, I'm talking about three or four
love me,
buttons.
Love me.
That's a nice set of Hooters you got there.
Yeah. So you getting a vagina after that, too, Kyle?
What?
You getting a vagina after that, too?
A cardigan?
Yeah.
No, dog. Cardigan's cool, man. If you get the good quality cardigan,
it's the one in Dumb and Dumber.
He's like, no, I've got
one. He wouldn't even wear a fucking cardigan in that scene. He's wearing like a members only jacket.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's so great about it. Big clothes.
That's
huh?
A cardigan. That, yeah.
A good heavy one. It's got to be.
Lord, that was such a great plan. He wants one. So tell me, like.
He wants a cardigan that's knitted by grandma.
Yes.
He wants one of them big ends.
You're telling this to a guy who's wearing Uggs.
There you go.
I saw plenty of those pants.
When everybody's like, gay!
We went shoe shopping
soon
today.
Soon as somebody
looked at shoes.
Do what?
We went shoe shopping today. We did. We saw a whole bunch of pretty cool-ass shoes. But
what about
we didn't buy none. We saw all kind of Uggs,
saw
too.
A lot of Uggs.
Yeah.
Look, it ain't. Everybody's like, gay! And I'm like, dude, somebody be wearing these in size 13, 12, 11, because they're like, sell out. So.
Yeah, that's all. That's all the trannies.
Speaking of,
I don't think trannies.
Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, yeah. We walk out of the damn shoe department.
That's.
I don't think trannies gonna wear those.
Yes, I did. I was so taken back by that. I was like,
I can point you out.
Now, as we're walking, he's like, "Oh, that was a dude."
Yes, like, I can. Oh, let me go with y'all. I'd be like, "You gotta look at them feet, man. That's why a trans will not wear Uggs.
It was behind.
These are too bulky for them size 13s.
We don't know. We were just like, we were walking out. We're like, y'all have a good day.
Y'all have a good day. It wasn't nothing but
you're going to want this linebacker-ish looking
woman and then a little white lady. And I'm like, I wonder which one of them said it.
Yeah.
Probably the linebacker.
Can't even tell.
If you're trans, you're going to want a thin, make your foot look small as possible shoe, not a fucking bulky-ass cinder block Ugg.
Nah, but you got to wear the Uggs if you're trying to,
if I transition, I can wear a 13. I'm over here with the Uggs looking like a 15.
You can wear an Ugg. You can wear one with a damn fur around the top of it.
Yeah, you need to get the boots with the fur now.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be those apple bottom Uggs. Jeans.
I saw multiple. I saw about 3 pair while ago.
He's got a point, man. And I tonight would probably be like a prime example of like it going bad. But like I have seen, like there's one in Starville.
Stunning.
If at a glance it'll fool, at a glance it'll fool you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's that over makeup.
It.
Yeah.
I saw one at Tupelo. It looked better than her fat friend.
He's saying
that looked better than her fat friend, but I saw like, God dang, you're taller than me. Oh, that's why.
Got look at the shoulders.
He's saying he did a double take. You know?
Yeah, I'm like, that's very convincing. Makeup can go a long way.
There's a shit in Columbus that'll fucking make you double take. Like,
there's a few. I've seen a few. I'm like, then walk back to
I've seen some that didn't even put effort in with their 3-day beard.
Got a shadow. Got a little 7 o'clock shadow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm like, dang.
You gotta line that shit up.
Like, come on now.
That's one of the first arguments I got in with when I moved back here. I think I got the princess. And I think that was out there just smoking a cigarette and conversation started up. I was like, brother, you're going to have to try a little bit harder what you're doing right now because that ain't going to work, man.
Dude. Like, I can tell.
There was one guy.
They had enough alcohol.
I can tell.
This one dude at the Dirty P opened the door for a group of ladies, and there was a tranny behind him, and he's like, "Here you go, bro." The tranny was like, "Can't you see I'm a female?" He's like, "There ain't no fucking part of you that's a female." And I'm like, damn.
World star.
Based.
Yeah.
Based. I almost went, period. I didn't do that shit.
Why didn't you? That would have been fun.
I probably would have got punched.
That's what the aquarium is all about.
Man. I know.
It would have been a donkey punch.
A story from the aquarium.
Great
man.
Movie.
Jesse, one of the, like, he barbacks and does shit. Jesse, uh-huh. Yeah. He got punched in the face Friday night.
By a trainer?
He's had a lot of things. He's had a lot of things happen to him lately.
He got punched in the face. And then the bouncer guy is, like, trying to get this cat out. And then he punches Brian in the face. And then they just get in a scrap outside.
God, wait, why can't I see fights?
You drove by and said, "Woo!" And this was
Columbus.
Fucking 45 minutes after you drove by and went, "Woo!" It happened.
I promise if I stopped, it would have been the most peaceful
night. It would have been the nicest night ever.
It had not even seen Christmas carols.
The guy hit his girlfriend. So she's on the phone with the police. The princess folks is on the phone with the police. Then this motherfucker, when the police get there, he tries to fight the police.
I like this guy.
Hell yeah.
He is my kind of family. I've done that before.
He's going all out, man.
Sound like my kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
damn.
Nah, he, went to jail.
Of course he did.
And he was like, y'all gonna let me out tonight, right? He's like, oh no. Oh, that's what the cop told him. Oh no.
Oh no. Nope. I don't care if somebody pay your bill. You ain't doing that.
You messed up bad when you hit the girl.
Yeah. Hitting Jesse and Brian, that's bad. Yeah,
then you hit a bystander or two. But then what really
was going through your mind there
was when you assaulted a police officer.
When you stop assaulting normal civilians and start assaulting police officers, that's when you know you're going to jail.
I guess I'd stay away from that shit. You talk about I don't go nowhere. I just don't want to go to that shit.
That's why you don't see it. Yeah, that's why you don't see it, because you ain't near it.
Yeah, I worth it. I'd just like to see something like that when we eat Mexican or something.
I mean,
that's interesting.
We've seen some wild shit while eating Mexican, but you know.
Oh, I always see like some shit that looks like it's about to pop off.
It's usually a large birthday party, though.
Usually, like back when I lived right down the street from when we was at the
How much a plan B cost? That's what I see.
Yeah, I used to walk up to the Princess, man, and we go up there almost every night. And there's been many nights where I was just out in the smoker section or just sitting in the pool hall, and I could just see in the other room just a fight breaking out. And I'd be like,
man. I should have stopped in the other night when you texted me Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, that lame ass.
I almost did. I was like, I almost hit the block. And I was like, nah.
It was Chive Night, too.
If you're ever looking for a movie, don't watch Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, come on. It's like Bug, man. It's classic.
This one, it's
got more legitimacy. Yeah. Or legitimacy.
I saw this Rumpelstiltskin, a horror Rumpelstiltskin, when I was a child at Video Adventure.
It's great.
In Reform.
Yeah.
And I thought this was it.
Very, very
big boys' toys now.
Very intriguing. Yeah.
Because I've always, you know, kind of spun yarn and gold. Fuck, cool. Yarn's lame. Yeah. But you turn it into gold. Gang.
I tell you what, though. Rumpel Foreskin's a whole lot better.
I don't know that I want to watch that one, Danny. I'm going to be honest.
He's spinning a different kind of gold.
Look more like spider webs.
Yeah.
These Christmas movies on Tubi suck.
Yeah. Tubi don't got it on Christmas. They got horror.
They got horror, though. They got horror.
You know, the horror section is still fucking cooking. It's all on point.
Horror section on Tubi always.
Yeah, they got some Christmas horror on there, too.
They got dark Christmas. Yeah, Black Christmas. Yeah.
See if they still got
Krampus. They got Krampus on there. The good Krampus, too. The actual feature movie Krampus. Yeah.
They keep the horror going.
They got one of my holiday classics, Better Watch Out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. They got
P2, that's Christmas.
What was that
P2? The parking garage.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, that movie.
Have you seen the Strangers Chapter 2?
Still haven't seen it yet.
No.
I'm gonna have it. Chapter 3 is coming out like February.
I just paid the price of something.
Yeah. We need to watch 2 and then go see 3.
You got a Wii? You watch this?
No,
he doesn't have it, Bob.
I keep that thing
going. Ain't got no sound anyway.
Yes.
Yeah, for real. My Blu-ray player don't play sound for some damn reason. I don't know.
It shows why. Is Tamara here?
That's what they were getting into. They're trying to figure out where Tamara is. Yeah, exactly. We're gonna see.
You just turn your brain off for them, man.
I love them. I think they're great.
Yeah, you got to, because there's so many holes.
Oh yeah,
so many holes. It's like
I really like the first two when
they
started
watching
doing
a damn
Bukkake
video.
Like, yeah, the chapters.
To be honest with you, like, I like the second one probably the best, just because, like, when they were in the trailer park, that whole campy kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
Both of them felt like it could have happened where I grew up.
Yeah, the trailer park where all the people went down
to I think all of it was filmed in Kennedy, wasn't it?
Yeah, for the most part.
No, that trailer park was outside of Fayette. In between Kennedy.
It was in between. It was close. It was like
farm areas.
Yeah, you could have threw a rock.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Were you coming out of M&M tires?
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's got those.
My mom used to go to a tanning bed there. Yeah.
Max Weiss' grandparents lived right around the corner from that.
Yeah. They call it like the red top end or the tin top end or whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
My mom got a tin bed there, and one of those trailers had a tin bed in like a little nothing video store.
I guess I'm going to get Cape Fear for the nighttime.
So they got 15 videos you can get.
Man, it's probably like realistically 70.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Video Adventure, you know, it was small, but it always had a pretty good selection.
That's the reform one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and where we were at.
At the four-way stop?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my grandpa, like when we wanted to rent a movie, instead of going to Millport, he'd take us over there to Video Adventure. It was like, they didn't have the same stuff.
No, it was completely different shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had Franken Hooker.
Hey, that was, yeah. That's,
everybody knows that cover.
Yeah, Franken Hooker. That was, I'm trying to think of the name of that movie, that one that Emma Stone, Poor Who? Thing. That's basically, Poor Thing was basically Franken Hooker.
It's a classy Franken Hooker.
What was that movie store? It was a movie rental place that was on 45. Hollywood Video, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was mine.
Oh, yeah.
Over at my Old Navy and stuff, yeah. Burlington Shoe.
Yep.
That was mine. I went to Blockbuster. I was a Hollywood Video guy because they had that five old ones for five days for $5.
Yeah. That's how you do it. It's like, I'll be back in five days.
I'd go try to find those little hidden treasures. They ain't like Blockbusters, the little indies.
Like, let's see what this is good.
The Life and Times of Guy Terrifico.
Yeah, hey, that one hit, though. If you could
find
that.
That'd be something like I would find.
If you can find that, hit me up.
The Life and Hard Times of Guy Terrifico.
That was great. He hired midgets and glued like ashtrays on their head for his parties to walk around. So have an ashtray. Yeah, it's wild.
Hell yeah.
Pretty wild. It's probably the best mockumentary. Is that what you call that?
Mockumentary.
It was about a fake
country
star, and he was wild. He was like a mix in between like Johnny Cash and
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan and fucking the Lizard King.
Oh, Jim Morrison.
Yeah. He was kind of like a mix in between all of them. He was pretty wild. Delicious. If y'all can find that, watch it. It's good.
How did that all start for you, man? It's like, as far as like movies and like wanting to go peer and try to find some old stuff, off the wall stuff. How'd you get into doing that?
I didn't have much else to do.
Yeah, we didn't have any.
Hey, like we hopped on Netflix.
Yeah, I didn't have much shit to do.
Hulu and...
I was like, when you live in Millport, you only got like three things to do.
I done fucked up my satellite by turning the dish and lost the signal.
Yeah. In Millport, when you
like cancel
there,
that.
You either play video games or watch movies. You did a lot of drugs, or you had a lot of sex, or you did all three. That was really the only options you had. I mean, that's all you could do. It's the only fun you had. Small town. That's how it goes.
And the thing about having a lot of sex, man.
Yeah.
Everybody was fucking everybody.
I know. That's the thing. So,
like, everybody was fucking the same people.
Yeah. You just turn them around.
As soon as somebody found out they was fucking, everybody was fucking.
Yeah. It was just, that's how it was.
True. Yeah. As soon as somebody started fucking, everybody trying to hit it.
A lot of Eskimo brothers.
Just imagine. A lot of them.
That's how it goes.
Just imagine how many people out there. Are fucking right now.
Right now.
Dave's just going at him.
Just doing it right now.
What time is it? 9:08. Shit.
Party's at the Moon Tire.
There's a bunch of fucking going on right now.
Don't even worry about that. Think about the time you're watching it right now. Right now as you're watching this.
If somebody is diddling their Skittle, send me an email.
Yep, somebody. Talk.
Look at the bloodstains.
Wow. Okay.
And that takes us back to the opening of the episode.
Hardcore.
When that ring bells.
I'm coming in his ass.
Anything else to do?
We got some things.
We had some major news happen.
Major news happen.
Insensitive, maybe.
I don't know if it gets more insensitive than our
than what we've had already. Yeah. You know, we can add to
pretty
it.
Pretty hard. going pretty hard.
We talked about a lot of different things that are pretty sensitive.
A man's made a promise to set himself on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If the president, that's the current president, won the presidency.
Happen. It didn't happen.
Who? And why didn't he follow
through? Legendary filmmaker Rob, what's his name?
Reiner.
No, I don't want to say Rob Riegel.
Rob Reiner just passed away, you know?
He got murdered.
Rob Reiner got murdered by his son.
That's why he's passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, he made it like, oh, he went gracefully.
No, he didn't.
Nah, his son killed his mom and him.
Yeah, I was on X at work watching this go like.
I was watching it go down live on
Yeah, 68, 70-year-old killed. That's the same age as his wife and him.
Yeah. I mean, I like Princess Bride. It was pretty good.
I love Stand By Me, man.
Stand By Me.
I love All in the Family, which is Meathead or whatever.
Yeah All in the Family was his best.
He was the dad. He's Jordan Belfort's dad in Wolf of Wall Street, answering the phone during that show. Yeah. Why do they keep calling right now to the show? Hello!
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, it's pretty wild, though.
Yeah.
Pretty wild. I mean, there's that.
It's just kind of ironic that you, like, threaten to set yourself on fire.
And they don't do it.
They don't do it.
But then
like, it's like, I was like Final Destination real life.
It's like, well,
you wanted to die.
You already put that in place, so therefore.
It's almost like manifestation.
Yeah. It's like, well, here we are. There it went.
You said you didn't want to be here anymore. You're gone, motherfucker.
There you go. It happened. You put that in the damn ether.
Well.
Yeah, I like that. Put that in the ether.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I don't try to talk like that.
Yeah, don't do that, because you never know.
That's why.
Your own flesh and blood might come after you.
You may say it was distasteful or a very ugly thing to do, but I have to say that Trump's response to what happened?
Oh, that's dog shit too.
That was pretty severe.
Wow. But okay.
What
are you gonna do?
Could you imagine like getting dunked on from that high of an office after death?
Great filmmaker, TDS.
Oh, that's why I like auto passage.
It's a medical condition, they say.
He's like Princess Bride, great film, but
Stand By Me.
Excellent lighting.
Yes, very good, but
he died like a bitch.
we will
that's
move
pretty
on.
Much what he should have said.
We will move on now.
Do you see where he announced Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Did you really see it?
Oh, man. Oh,
that was the funniest thing I saw this week.
That was pretty good.
At the fucking Oval Office. It's like, we're going to take
the best athletes from
4-day challenge of the best athlete, male and female, of high school. And Korn was like, this N-word just announced the Hunger Games?
Yeah. Just the Hunger Games going on. Here we go. Let's go.
That's what it sounds like while he's describing it.
Yeah. We'll have the best of the best, and here we go. We're going to battle them out.
4 days.
We'll see who walks out.
Yeah. Let's see who survives.
All right, yeah, that's pretty high stake right
there.
Oh,
yeah, I got a
Merry
Christmas message,
everybody.
I got a Christmas message right quick.
Oh, Christmas message.
Let me go get it.
Here we go.
Let me go get it. It's very
the weed business.
Nobody got no flowers, but we got some thick nines up in here.
Hey, it's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. Ah! Ah! That's what a goose sounds like. When they're flying, they let you know they're up there. Honk! Honk! You get a bunch of geese together. Honk, honk, honk! They're honking in the air.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
From Gary Busey and us.
Looks like he's doing great.
At Porch Talk. We'll be right back.
Isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.